Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of a living water.
Shabbat shalom, 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 everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel, and here today reading for me is my beautiful Rhea Serene Israel. Say Shabbat shalom, Israel.
Shabbat shalom, Israel.
Shabbat shalom, Israel. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. We are dealing with one of those things that the God of Israel called bitter to the belly, you know, and that's things that really offend God. And He gave these things to Ezekiel, and it was to warn man from God, whether you are serving God or not. We got to be careful of the things that we do before God in Christ. And especially of those of us in faith. Those of us of faith, it's almost an unconscionable standard that's supposed to be done without thought. And that is our behavior toward God and Christ and to His creation. And that we behave ourselves just like we're supposed to before God and Christ to His creation. And we don't want to offend God that He would, I'm talking to those of us that's in the faith, that He would consider us be ungodly at any point, at any time. It's not an easy thing to do. You got to work on it. But then you can find yourself there and you can't get back. That's a place. That's ungodliness is a point of no return. So we don't ever want to go there. We don't ever want to be in that light. We don't ever want to be in front of anything that resembles this spirit or character or anything. We don't even want this to exist in us. Period. So, with that being said, I'm going to ask Rhea to read, open up with a scripture and we can pray then.
Amen. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness and the poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people, and he shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalm 72, verses 1 through 5. In Jesus' holy, precious, mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. And Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well.
Amen.
And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit and give them too a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. What happened?
I need you to push that down here.
I have my hands full.
Yeah. I'm going to put this blanket over me. You got to push that down.
Hold it.
But you got to push this. Fix this. And
that's fine.
Tuck, no, it isn't. You got to tuck that in. Because every time you move, it moves. Okay, now you got it. And there's a laptop.
Well, okay. We're back. We're back. So, where do all scriptures go? No, these are not it. There they are.
I'm going to share that water.
Mm. Oh, that's delicious. And we want to welcome our family on Facebook as well. we want to welcome Eve 2 to the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel. Here's my beautiful Rhea Brea, Serene Israel. Say Shalom, Israelite.
Shalom, Israelite.
Grace and peace in Jesus. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Amen.
Shalom.
We're dealing with the fear of the Lord, right? The fear of the Lord, from godliness to ungodliness. What is this? It's a conversation that's in the scriptures, so evidently we wouldn't be able to read it if it wasn't. So these things need to be searched out too. And unfortunately, you know, some of us is going to be in this light. Some of us is going to have to stand in judgment for these things. God forbid it should be you or I at any point, but some of us are going to do that. And the only thing we can do as servants of God, aspiring to become saints of God, is to just pray for one another and hope everybody heals physically and mentally. And that's all we can do. We can't never curse a branch. We can't curse the roots. We can't curse the roots without cursing the roots. So you can't, you know, being a branch, you can't curse the roots. You're a branch. And sometimes this is where the ungodly find themselves. In fact, this is where the ungodly find themselves. You know, cursing. And the wrong things, you see, even the roots. So God forbid that any of us should be in this light. We don't ever want to be in this conversation. It's a horrible conversation. Ezekiel called it the bitter of the belly. You know, he said when he ate the book, we're going to read that. He said, when I ate the scroll, it was sweetness to my mouth like honey. And then it was bitter. Why? Because these things are written, you know, and that we got to be careful that we don't find ourselves in this conversation.
Amen.
So we need to know, you know. So let's look at that. Let's get this started in Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 1. Ezekiel 2 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Amen. And what's the title again?
Okay, it's The Fear of the Lord.
The Fear of the Lord.
From Godliness to Ungodliness, Part 2.
Ezekiel 2.
Yes, ma'am.
And verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me.
There go the Holy Ghost entering where?
Into man.
Into Ezekiel.
Yeah.
He's seen it first in Ezekiel 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then it actually entered to, he got one. That's him getting his comforter or the Spirit of truth for your angel, if you know, but the word of God said, the Spirit of truth, he shall be with you and shall be in you.
In you.
And that's what happened to Ezekiel. He entered into him.
Amen.
And we're going to hear a lot of this conversation because they are witness of us. You know, that God sealed us with these beings onto salvation.
Amen.
You know, so they are witness to us before God in Christ. So we got to really be careful of our behavior because they stand before God in Christ on our behalf. If they be lit or are they cast in shade or are they in shade?
Oh.
Your spiritual man, your spiritual brethren is supposed to be lit.
Amen.
In righteousness and all the fruits of the Spirit, those things, that's the only way he'll be lit. All other stuff is shade. And how can light cast shade? That's impossible. That's against every law that light bears, that light is bound by. So there's no way we can cast shade if we're in the light. That's contrary to the 10th power. Unfortunately, we got that conversation here too. that our brethren are witnesses of us, because God sealed us with them with the baptism. Once again, shout out to Nate and UIC, get them dudes in the water.
Amen.
No doubt. Hey, not only do they get a brother, they get their gifts.
Amen.
You know, you might get one like Joshua, like he may have a sword, or you might get one like Solomon, full of wisdom, right? Or Daniel's, right? He might even introduce himself and give you his name. He might have a blessing for you like Jacob's did. You know, like Moses seeing his in a fire, in that burning bush. We all received them. Jacob wrestled with his.
Amen.
You see, so these things, they with us, they in us, they here for us. And we ain't supposed to be nothing but light before them, and they with us.
Amen.
So let's get started. Ezekiel, what he said, in the spirit and into them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Ezekiel 2:2. And the spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even into this very day.
See, there's nothing new under the sun.
Nothing.
And he's saying, you're not transgressing against your neighbor. Anytime we break the commandments at any point, we're transgressing against him.
Amen.
Period. I don't care how we look at it. The law is there that we're not supposed to sin. So therefore, no matter what it is, we're sinning against him. God forbid if it's having another God before him, or that we are offending our neighbors. Because the law is, you love your God with all your heart, and the second is like that one. Love your neighbor as yourself. You can't teach against those things.
Amen. Amen.
Read on.
Ezekiel 2:3 again. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God.
Now, thus saith the Lord who?
Thus saith the Lord God.
That's it.
Amen.
Warnings from me. That's what a watchman do. He warned you from God. This is plenty warning. Please, please listen. You know, we don't ever want to get caught in none of these lights ever. Read on.
Amen. Verse 5. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them.
You can say what you want to say, but you don't know if and when a prophet been there among you.
You're going to know that. Yes.
And it won't be no denying. You can deny the spirit forever in a day, but you will know.
Amen.
So, how can we say we're not guilty if we say the law says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm?
Amen.
How can we not be guilty? Because you already know. We know. Read on.
Amen. Ezekiel 2:6 reads,
Yes, ma'am.
And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. Though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou doest dwell among scorpions, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house.
See, that came from Adam, man. He said, thorns and thistles gonna come up. There they are. They the wicked. They are hypocrites. and they are also ungodly, and they are reprobates. These are the thorns. We don't want no parts of that conversation. We only want to play with it like it's a possibility or anything like that. You don't want nothing to do with it.
Amen.
That's them. You don't want that. We don't want that. Read on.
Verse 7.
Yes.
And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. And when I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein.
See, he said, don't be rebellious like that house. He said, read that book.
For yourself.
Yes, from Genesis to Revelation.
For yourself.
Shouldn't even be teaching if you haven't done it. Go sit down.
Amen.
Do it before God in Christ. Honor God first.
Amen.
You see? That's what he just told Ezekiel. He said, and I seen it was a roll, right? Read on.
Amen.
It was a book. We all had it. Read on. Some of us got apocryphals. Read on.
Ezekiel 2:10 reads, and he spread it before me, and it was written within and without, and there was written therein lamentations and mourning and woe.
See there? What are these things? This ain't just prophecy, the end of the world. It's the nature of man. It's the lowest form we can appear before God. That's it. You see, it ain't got nothing to do with the end of the world to that extent. That's the easy part. The hard part is where we fit in. Let's go to chapter 3 and continue.
Ezekiel chapter 3?
Yes, ma'am,
okay.
Verse 1.
Ezekiel 3:1 reads, moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel.
That's the law. If you haven't eaten it, you can't do it.
Hmm.
Can't preach, can't do none of that.
Okay.
You gotta sit down, because that's the law.
Okay.
See that?
I see that, yeah.
Now, the Holy Ghost is a witness, because he said he's zealous. You're going to say you have one. You're going to say you have one there to protect you, your family, and everything like that. Then you're not going to say, I've read this book, and you know you have it. And you teach it.
God forbid.
That's a dangerous thing,
yeah.
As we can see. You know, because then we're your immaturity will show.
Yes, sir. Oh, most definitely.
Your lack of maturity will show.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So that come with reading. So he said, eat all of it. Genesis to Revelation. Some of us got, like I said, apocrypha. The 1611 have on the apocrypha in it. So, and it was the Catholic Church decision to take the Apocrypha out of the King James Version.
That's right.
But they left it in theirs.
Come on now, baby. What's up with that?
I got a Catholic Bible that's of the Catholic Church, and it's oldie.
Mm-hmm.
And it got the Apocrypha in it.
Mm-hmm. And my friend, she's Catholic, and it's in her Bible.
Case
and
the
you
point.
Know what? Some of that stuff in the Apocrypha, if we truly read it.
You think you got angry black men, and now we know what to be angry at.
See,
that's the difference. You know, you get that more humble dude in the King James.
That's
what it is.
That's what it is.
Them dudes make you, they'll stump you out.
That's what it is.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
It's a different conversation in the Apocrypha. You know, they're about it. The Maccabees was about it. Continue.
Amen. Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse 2 reads, "So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee into the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel."
So, why? Because we got the gift of interpretation. Mm. Ain't that the first thing happened to Joseph when he gave his dreams to his brother? The first thing that came out of their mouth was, "Shall we indeed coming to bow ourselves down?" They interpret his dream just like that. So it ain't like God saying that they ain't going to understand what you're saying. They know exactly what you're saying. Read on.
"Not many people of a strange speech and of a hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely, had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted." Wow.
You see that? Now, that's a reprobate.
Impudent,
but he said, that's a hard heart. He said, when he hardened your heart, that's a rap. You know, so we don't want no parts of this conversation. But he's saying, look, go tell the people, not about somebody else, but warn them from God. Because he's the Lion of Judah.
Amen.
So we have to warn us, ourselves, and the people from him.
Amen.
Not about them, from him. He had a power to destroy the body and the soul and the spirit. All of it.
All of it.
So that's who you fear. Let's look at this a little further. Continue.
Okay. Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Ezekiel 3 and 8 reads, "Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint, have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house."
Continue.
"Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thy heart, and hear with thine ears."
There
and
it
go.
Is. There go the Holy Spirit. He said, receive in your
ears.
Spirit mind.
Hallelujah.
Not in a book. That go the Holy Spirit, he said, that I'm coming to your mind.
Amen.
Right? Because he introduced himself to him. He's seen him.
Amen.
He's seen him coming as himself with four faces. Okay, that's good. Go to Ezekiel 33 and 1.
Ezekiel 33 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 1 reads, "Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land."
When who?
"When I bring the sword upon a land."
He ain't talking about the strangers. See? We got to be cool. God ain't, he cleaned his house up first. You say you know God, then we better make sure our house is clean.
Amen. We're a witness. Amen.
He right there. Read on.
"Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast, and set him for their watchman. If when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people."
See that? Warn them from God.
Amen.
He say, I'm going to set up a watchman to warn you from me. And that's what real watchmen do. They don't warn you about
preachers.
The news and, you know, politicians. You know, that's all information. Watchmen warn you from God.
Come on now, baby. Amen.
See. That's your job. And so he's doing it. That's why he said it was sweetness in his mouth and bitter in his belly. And then he said, you're going to have to talk to rebellious people.
Now, come on now.
You're going to have to
that's
talk to really rebellious people
right.
That's really, they know they are.
That's what it's saying.
But don't want to turn around.
Ooh.
That's why they're rebellious. And he said, you're going to have to deal with them.
Yeah.
That's the bitter.
And then it says, forgive your brother 70 times 7. So you already
that's
know
if,
it's going to be a rebellion.
That's if they want to repent. You don't
okay.
get that unless you able to give that.
Okay.
You know, how can that's the Lord's Prayer. Forgive me of my debts as I forgive those that the debts of debts of
don't
like.
Do the other one.
Right. I got two of them running in my head. But no, he said, forgive us of our transgressions as we forgive those that transgress us against us. So that's a lie.
Okay.
Amen. You know, so how are we going to sit up here and point out somebody else's fault and turn around and ask God to forgive us of ours? That's a super oxymoron. That don't make sense.
Amen.
Continue.
Okay, Ezekiel 33 and verse 4. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning.
See that?
His blood shall be upon him.
The Lord will kill you. He said, but when the watchman say, be careful, pump your brakes, do it.
Do it.
Because we're too far to the left, too far to the right.
Amen.
And you got a sword that's heading in. He said, if I bring in a sword, he said, the watchman is supposed to warn the people from it. And we throw that term around, judgment start in the house of God first. That's not loose. Read on.
Amen. Ezekiel 33 and 4 reads again. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him, but he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. Amen.
Yeah. That's the thing, man. It's okay to repent. It's okay to confess faults. You know, who the biggest?
Amen.
You know what I mean? Hey, my foolishness or my God or the kingdom of God in me. All right, I made a move. All right, please forgive me. You'd be surprised.
Amen.
You know? But this is when we start, but it get dangerous here. This is when we start stepping in the wicked ground. That's when we start playing around with hypocrites or being hypocritical. If we're acting like hypocrites, I should say that, okay? Let's say that. We're acting like hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing in dangerous grounds that we'll find ourselves ungodly.
Right.
Now, there may be a chance we can repent from being a hypocrite.
Right.
But we don't get to repent from being ungodly. Once you've been declared ungodly, it's over.
Mm.
It's a wrap. You are now ungodly. And whatever comes with ungodly isn't yours. We don't want that. This is that bitter stuff. We don't want that.
Amen.
That's why we don't play with these things.
No, sir.
You don't go here. You don't go there.
No, sir.
Where are we?
I stopped at verse 5.
Continue.
Ezekiel 33:6 reads, "But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come, and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand."
Continue. Ooh-wee. Not finna happen. Read on.
Verse 7. "So thou, son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me."
There it is again.
There it is again.
Warn them from me.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see why. Continue.
Forgive me, you know how when you depend on your technology. So we're going back to Ezekiel 33:8.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back. And this is a very good lesson, I just want to tell you that.
Thank you.
Okay, praise Ezekiel God. 33:8 reads, "When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou doest not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand."
Once again, not here. But he's going to tell you what the wicked look like. It ain't going to be nothing like what we think. He's going to explain us, the word of God is going to explain what wicked people look like.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he's saying. You warn them this in their sins.
Amen.
You know, say, hey, look, pump your brakes, knock that nonsense off. You know, we playing in dangerous ground here. Read on.
Amen. Ezekiel 33:9 reads, "Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul."
Amen. Let's go to Revelation chapter 3:5.
Amen.
Revelation 3:5. Now, this is when we become godly, right? This is not, this applies to the godly. Amen. This is those of us that's been baptized. And you're in the book of life. Your name is in the book of life. And you also have a book. You have a book. You know, that you're writing things in. Prayers, scriptures, you know, all kind of things. It's like a diary, account book.
Of your life.
Dossier, journal.
Amen.
You know, it's all of them things that's pertaining to you. You know, who offended you, who didn't. That's in there too. Just like you writing your diary. This person did this to me. They suck. You know, stuff like that. Well, you got a book like
that. Why can't it say, this person, Jesus, I love them so much. Thank you for bringing them into my life. I love them.
Because I wasn't talking about that.
I was just thinking about the flip side, the antidote to that. Oh, yeah, Brandy.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, amen, in the book of life,
mm-hmm,
they're like a diary. And you could be in a book for good things, like, you know, people writing their diaries for good things, or you could be in a diary for bad things, mm-hmm, as well. We don't want to be in darkness.
No, sir.
Ever.
Amen.
You don't want to be in nobody darkness. You don't even want to assume nobody darkness.
Come on now.
You know, that is to say, you heard something from somebody or somebody else or somebody, that's why I don't like that person. You don't even want to assume anybody darkness.
Come on now. Amen.
No, we don't want none of it. Not children of the light.
You
don't do that. It's impossible. You know, light can't dwell with darkness, so that's impossible.
Amen.
Continue.
Revelation 3 and verse 5, did you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Revelation 3:5 reads, "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life.
See that? You know, it's a run. It's still a run, you know. It's a run to the life. It's a run for life, you know. Kind of like an ejaculation. Same thing. How
what?
We all got here.
Man.
Well,
really?
It was a race. You was in a race with a million sperms and you made it.
Amen.
You won. Right?
Okay,
same
that's
thing.
Part of the creation. Okay.
Same
okay.
principle.
Yeah, okay.
You're in race with millions and billions of people. And who make it to the light? Right?
Amen.
So, he said, he that overcometh, the saints shall be clothed in white raiment. I will not blot out of the book of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. See that? So you up there with your brother.
Mm.
Your brother representing you. And he's there in this company with the angels. Right? And listen to this. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say on in the churches. Are we listening? Pay attention to that. Watch this. And he said this. Go to Revelations 13 and 8. So we got those that are in the book of life, and then we have those that are not. Right? These are sinners, and what this is what the Word of God calls sinners and publicans.
Amen.
They didn't get a chance to repent. They didn't get baptized and none of that stuff. So that these are these people. Okay, Revelations chapter 13 and 8. When you receive it, read.
Revelation 13 and 8 reads, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life
see,
of the Lamb.
See, they didn't get baptized. You see that? That's why I keep be sending that holler, man. Hey, get them dudes in the water in a hurry. You'd be surprised what happened. But he said they ain't even in the book of life. That's it. Their names are not written in the book of life. Do they get repentance? Do they get in the kingdom? You see what I'm saying? Because everybody goes stand in judgment. Will they make it in the judgment even though their names are not written in the book of life? That's what Jesus said. He said, you're going to see harlots and publicans get in the kingdom.
Amen.
That's them right there. They're not in the book. But if you're baptized and that person is baptized, they're in the book. See that?
Amen.
It's a difference. It's a difference. So we're supposed to behave differently.
Yes, sir.
Because we don't want to be blotted out that book that he just said, I will not blot out their names out of the book. We don't want that. Amen. The ungodly is blotted out the book of life. We don't want this conversation ever. It's not funny, it's not cute, it's not entertaining.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 18 and verse 10.
Matthew 18 and 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Matthew chapter 18 and 10 reads, take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you, that in heaven their angels do always behold thy face of my Father which is in heaven.
See there?
Always.
See there? He said, make sure you don't offend one of the little ones, not the great ones, not the elders, somebody who you think that you shouldn't even get him honor to. Right? Don't you offend the dude over there who may be serving God and begging everybody for a dollar. You better not look down on him.
Amen.
Right? From the least to the greatest. So you better not spit on the Lord's elders.
Amen.
Right? Or else. Why? Because their angels, see, I told you we all have them.
Amen.
He said, their angels are there before God. And they're either going to be shining or they're not, depending on our behavior here. Because they appear before God for us.
Yes, sir.
There they are. And here come your angel, and you cutting up. All in the nonsense. What shine your angel has? Is he shining like the other ones? That's something to think about. Like I said, a lot come with the baptism. You know, I wish I knew a lot more about it then when I decided to get baptized as well as now. So there they are. So we can offend that person and their angel was standing right there and God and Christ said, they're going to snitch on you.
They're going to snitch on you.
And if you're an offense and it's true, you are in trouble.
Yeah.
Because the angel of God snitched on you. He did. You were just in the dude's book, you know, like, or her book as an offense. Like, why this person got to be like this? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with love in your neighbor? You know, they writing in their book and there you are. Everything that they're saying that you're not supposed to be.
Mm.
And there you are.
Amen.
See, and your angel and their angel is in heaven as a witness for both of us.
Right.
And here we are. Right? Doing anything, saying anything, offending any and everybody. Like, there isn't a witness there in heaven for this conversation that we're having on this earth. Read on.
Amen.
That's good.
That's good. Okay.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to John 14 and 15. John 14 and 15.
Amen. John 14 and 15 reads, if ye love me, keep my commandments.
Ask the Lord. Love your God with all your heart. And the second is like the first great commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Read on.
Amen. 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not.
See, the world can't get that. Why? Because they're not in the book of life. They don't get one. See there? They can't receive it. But because you're in the book, you get one. And we just read that it'll snitch on your neighbor. So we got to be cool with each other.
Amen.
We got to be neighbors.
Amen. Amen.
Read on.
John 14 and 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
There he is. That's what happened to Ezekiel. He went inside him, mm-hmm. and then he heard God.
Amen.
He entered inside of him, and he heard a voice speak. There he is. See, we all get one. We get one.
Amen.
Right? Let's look at that. Let's go in Ephesians chapter 4 and chapter 4 and verse 27.
Ephesians
4 and 27. We all get one that's baptized.
Amen.
Let's reiterate that. That baptism, a lot of things come with. 27. When you receive it, read.
Ephesians 4.
And 27.
Okay. And verse 27. Amen. Ephesians 4 and 27 reads, neither give place to the devil.
Neither what?
Give place to the devil.
Neither give place to the devil. Shalom, Ms. Rice. Grace and peace in Jesus.
Shalom. Grace and peace.
Never give place to the devil.
Amen.
Neither give place to the devil. Ever. And this is that part of it, because if we're not giving our first and our best, they go Cain. unto thee shall be his desire, and he shall rule over thee. Listen to
that. Amen.
There go Cain. There go Cain. Read on.
Hey, amen. Okay. Verse 28. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, and that he may have to give to him that needeth.
This whole scripture is both physical and spiritual.
Okay.
Don't steal from your neighbor physically or spiritually.
Right.
Don't steal a honor, and don't steal a money.
Hmm.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed into the day of redemption.
See that? There he is. That's your brother. That's your bro. He going to be there. You know,
Amen.
He going to save you from getting hit by that car.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
He going to prevent you from walking into that gas station that's about
right.
to get stuck up.
That's right.
That's what he do. He going to get that job for you by making sure that everything is set up for you perfectly. That's what he do. Every now and again, you can send him off and he'll help somebody for you.
That's right, too. Amen.
You know, sometimes he may introduce himself and give you his name. I find that a really rare occasion, but it's done. Ask Daniel.
Okay.
His name was Gabriel. Ask Joshua. His name was Michael. Well, actually, Michael and David. Gabriel introduced himself to Daniel's like, man, we just got to meet you, man. They both met Daniel and told him their name. What?
You got it like that, huh?
What?
Amen. I read 30.
That's good. That's good. So here it is. He said, grieve not the Holy Spirit. And then he tell you how you do it. He said, grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. That's how you grieve them. So your spirit man can't appear before God in Christ, in the light of God in Christ. They looking like this.
Mm-hmm.
All grieved out. Because of us. Because of me. Because of you.
Wow.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't always about him going to a strip club. You know. Or whatever your dig is. Sometimes it's our, for the most part, it's our manners. How we treat one another.
That's right.
Look at this a little further. Let's go into Job chapter 1 and verse 6.
Amen.
I remember now we just got through reading. He said this. He said, be careful how you treat one of the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
For the angels always behold God in heaven, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, by which you are sealed, right? Watch this. He said, they always behold their angels in heaven. They behold God the Father for us.
Amen.
They behold God the Father, God in Christ, for us. That's what he said. And we are here offending the brethren. What did I say?
You said to go to Job
chapter 1 and 6. Continue. Yes, ma'am.
Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it.
See there? Didn't he say their angels always behold God in Christ? There they are. There is a day that the angels of God appear before God. Now, my little personal two cents on this, and that's all it is, because it's just my thought. But I got to say, this is the new moon. Because the kings on the new moon, all the governors had to report for 3 days. For the 3 days of the new moon, all the kings, princes, the generals, everybody met on the new moon to give an account of the kingdom. And so when I read this, that's always the first thing that pops into my mind. Other than what other day that they appear before God, they're here with you on the Sabbath day.
Amen.
You know, because they translating the word. They translating the word. So they're not up there, they're here. So what day do they appear before God? That's just my spin, right? Anyway, so that just shows that right here, he said, their angels do appear before they behold the Father in him, God in Christ. So we got to be careful who we offending and how many people we offending. That's another thing. You know, it ain't just we offending people. We're offending a lot of people. For no reason. So he said he's going up and down in the earth and walking to and fro in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First Peter chapter 5:1. Let's look at how he's doing it. Let's look at him, right? Because remember now, these are the brethren, right? They appear before God for us. There they are. They all there. And here he comes. And he's about to tell them how he get down in the earth.
Okay.
Around his First Peter chapter 5:1. When you receive it, read.
First Peter 5:1 reads, "The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed."
See there, that's all you get to do is exhort the elders. We get nothing else. Mm. It's no other conversation in the saints' mouth. Mm. We don't get none of that. We don't get to do it. We don't get that. You can think what you want to think. Mm-hmm. I hope it's prayers.
Amen.
But you sure enough better not be running your mouth. Because you can't get that back.
That's
right. Read on.
Amen. 1 Peter 5:2. "Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage." Oh, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock.
He said, not by constraint, trying to keep people from this person.
Right.
And that, not by constraint.
Right. Amen.
You know what I mean? Hey, y'all, this is, you know, this the end all be all. The end of the world is it's 2 minutes. You know, just constraint. You know, we're not talking about the liberty of God. We're not talking about all the trees in the garden of God. See.
Amen.
No, we want to be that one tree.
Okay.
Read on.
1 Peter 5:1.
But you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. Continue.
Amen. 4. "And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
Yeah.
Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elders."
See, he ain't talking about children.
Amen.
He's talking about men.
That's right.
And he's talking about men. You could be 60 years old. You know, you just getting baptized. That young man is still an elder.
Amen.
According to the spirit and the law. So that applies. Now, he has to respect your years. So, I mean, it's a no-lose situation, because that's the way we're supposed to be anyway.
Amen.
So, I guess this is a friendly reminder, you know, other than that. So we don't get to this, the elders, young men, you don't get to talk crazy on Facebook. You don't get to say nothing to elders, technically. Read on.
Amen. Let's do verse 5 again. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
See, he said, humble yourselves on the God. He exalts you. Just be patient. You don't have to steal no man's eye. You don't have to take nobody down to lift yourself up.
Amen.
This ain't wrestling. You know,
Amen.
This ain't WWF. This ain't Raw. We ain't got to do that.
Amen.
We stand together.
That's right. Amen.
Read on.
Verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
Ain't that what he said?
Yes, sir.
So he's saying, in my spirit, brother, mm-hmm. who I'm in, I'm walking up and down in the earth, seeking whom I may devour through this man. See?
Yeah.
It ain't just him going through the world. He's going through the world inside of somebody. Or the devils.
Legion.
Maybe. See? Mm. It ain't just him that's out here. I'm going up and down in earth. Yeah, from one person to the next. Mm-hmm. Doing what you do. Do what he do. But all of it is to bring it to the end, and that's the war man with God. It's all leading to that.
Amen.
So he walking up and down in the midst of us, like the brethren is shining, he's letting us know, or God is showing us, that, yeah, there go his spirit too. It may not be the devil. It may be that person's spirit showing up just like this here. This is what we doing.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 7 and verse 1.
Matthew
7 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Matthew 7 and 1 reads, judge not that ye be not judged.
Hey, please, if I don't judge, that means I get another day. I get another hour. I might get 5 more minutes.
Amen.
Read on. Can't take. Look, that's another thing we taking way too much for granted here. Read on.
Matthew 7 and 2 reads.
Continue.
For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again.
We don't want it.
No, we don't.
We don't want it.
Amen.
So we can think of the most horrible things we could say to anybody, and it'll come right back around. Because time is eternal. It's coming back.
Amen.
The earth is round. Winter, fall. Winter, summer. Winter, summer. It's coming back around. It's going to be summer soon, and that curse is coming right back around soon. Be careful what's coming out of your mouth.
Amen.
Because it's coming back.
Amen.
Be careful how we're judging people.
Amen.
Right? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Keep reading. No. Keep reading.
Uh-oh. Okay. That was Matthew 7 and 2, right?
Yeah.
Matthew 7 and verse 3 reads, "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye?"
What? We busy pointing out somebody else what's in somebody else's eye. We ain't even looking at what's in ours. Mm. Maybe that's why we can't see it. It's too big. We blind from myself. Why we busy pointing out his mote and we got a beam in ours? If God in Christ said it, it's true. Read on.
Amen. Verse 4. "Oh, how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you."
So he said, look, man, you got to get the beam out of your eye before we can talk about anybody else's.
Amen.
The other thing is don't get that holy to the dogs.
Amen.
You know, when they show themselves dogs, then that's what it is. Because all they're going to do is turn around and rend you. And that's that thing. That's when that proverb talk about when the godly become ungodly, then they find themselves in the mire. The dog has returned to his vomit and the swine to its mire. That's it. Swine, dog, ungodly. You go from being holy to a dog, to a pig. That's that thing that he was referring to, a beautiful woman with no scruples, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a pig with a gold earring in his nose.
Yeah.
Think about that. So, let's look at this a little further. Go to Ezekiel chapter 14. Ezekiel 14. And read.
Ezekiel 14 and 1?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me.
See, that's Ezekiel, the little watchman again. Okay. That's him. That's why he said, read the book. There he is again.
Amen.
And he said, here come the elders, not just anybody, the elders, you know, bros that's supposed to be in the know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts.
See, it's already there. God is reading their mind. He already know their intentions. He already know what they're going to do. He already got it. He already there. He's telling Ezekiel, no concerns, I'm already there. Read on.
Amen. Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them?
They have the nerve to consider, to act, to come to you and ask you what it is that you think about God. And
wow.
What you just... Wait, how about this? What do you want to do? You know, just that.
Mm-hmm.
That's them. They want to know where you at with God.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, will I at all be inquired of them?
Should I
listen
be
to them? Shall I? He already in their head. He already know that they ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Verse 4. Therefore speak unto them and say unto them, thus said the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols.
See that? See, I'm going to deal with you inside your head.
Mm.
See, because your heart ain't right, so I got to straighten it out or clean it up or wipe it out.
Amen.
That's this conversation.
Amen.
See, we don't want to be in this conversation. We don't want to be sitting before no elders and then turn around and spit on them. Ever.
Amen.
Don't piss in the water you drink from.
Amen.
One more verse.
Okay, amen.
Where are we?
That was Ezekiel 14. And
continue.
Okay. Verse 5.
Yes.
That I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are estranged from me through their idols. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, repent and turn yourselves from your idols.
See, there
and
you go.
Turn away your faces from all your abominations.
So your loophole. There it is. That's your get out of jail or the free card.
Okay.
That's it. God is saying, I'll be your re-reward.
Amen.
That's it. They go, you'll get out of jail free card.
Thank you, Jesus.
You better, what he say, you better get on that train.
Amen.
You better get on that love train.
That's right.
They go, your ticket. Leave that nonsense behind you.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 7. For every one of the house of Israel are of the stranger that sojourneth in Israel, which separateth himself from me, and setteth up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me. I, the Lord, will answer him by myself.
He said, he ain't talking about idols like Easter and Christmas. That ain't what he had. He's talking about the works of your flesh.
Right.
He's talking about what's in your man, that inner man, you know, that variance, that emulation, those things, the lasciviousness, that kind of madness, that idols, those are the idols he's inquiring about, sedition, envy, strife, malice, those idols.
Amen.
It's not talking about Christmas or Easter or Valentine's Day. It's talking about those things there. He said, and have the audacity to inquire of me concerning the things that belong to me. Read on.
And verse 8, I will set my face against that man, and will make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from the midst of my people, and ye shall know that I am
you
the Lord.
You don't want it.
No, we don't.
You don't want it.
No,
he said, I'll cut these elders off. He said, I'll cut them off. He said, the elders came and sat before me. He said, and every one of them had an idol in their heart. They was fronting like they was really trying to be about this, the God business. But he liked this. He said, I will set my face against that man, and I will make him a sign and a proverb. I will cut him off from the midst of my people, and ye shall know I am the Lord. Why? Because you've been warned.
Amen.
You've been served. Read on.
And verse 9. And if the prophet be deceived when he hath spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet.
Look at the reprobation right there. See, that's the beginning of the end. It's a wrap. If that prophet, he was a godly individual. He was godly. Now he's ungodly. See that? Took it from him. Because he wasn't right. Now he's ungodly. Read on.
And let me see that prophet. And I will stretch out my hand upon him and will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel.
Continue.
And they shall bear the punishment of their iniquity.
He said they ain't going to even get no mercy. They're going to stand in the judgment with that madness. Don't want it. Read on.
and they shall bear the punishment of their iniquity. The punishment of the prophet shall be even as the punishment of him that seeketh unto him.
Are you following them? Now, both of y'all have been served. You following that madness? He said, I'm going to get you too. So, that's part two of this here drive.
We're nowhere near done. No, we need a part three, baby.
So, with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, read your Bibles.
Amen. Yeah. You wanted to get this part in really quick. So we'll do a part three maybe this evening, Lord willing.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. All right, time appointed then, everyone. Hey, Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the Sabbath.
Enjoy your Sabbath.
What?
Nothing, baby.
Okay. All right, well, Shalom.
Shalom.
As we know, this country was built on the backs of black people.
Land is free, home is
free. Why can't we see that we still slaves? But y'all don't hear me,
don't. Black people.
Y'all don't hear me, don't.
Black people.
One day, we shall rise.
Still slaves, but y'all don't hear me,
black people,
y'all don't.